Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Guys, what's up? I want to take a quick second to let you guys know that our podcast is supported by Anchor. That's right. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. I'm doing this ad from my phone as we speak. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Evidently, I can't talk. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now back to the show.
New merch update, everybody. Listen in. Guys, what's up? It's Tyler. Right before we get into this podcast, I want to make sure you guys know some very important information. Today, the day you're hearing this podcast, as long as you're listening to the day that it came out, Friday, November 1st, our next line of merchandise is here. That's right. We're going to be blasting it all over social media. So I want you guys to go to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you follow us on. We're going to be talking about it all day. New merch is here. More Hawks by a Million stuff. We've got yellow and black shirts this time. We've got a new Iowa America design that looks awesome with the old Ricky Stanzi quote on the back, love it or leave it, USA number one. And we have the Wash Up Walk-Ons brand gear in there as well. A bunch of new products. Get your Christmas shopping done early, guys, all right? The store's only going to be open for 10 days, okay? So you need to order it now. You guys have to order within the next 10 days or you will not have Wash Up Walk-Ons merchandise by Christmas. That's it. Thank you guys for all the support you continue to give us. It's amazing. It allows us to continue to do this stuff, and we love you guys so much. Now, roll the music. Episode 60. We recorded it a couple weeks ago. It's finally here. This episode was recorded at Donnelly's Pub IC. It's sponsored by Donnelly's Pub IC. Kevin and I sat down at the pub. We did a podcast on site. Thank you, Josh, and everybody else for being so kind. There's some loud chewing and eating from Kevin, as always, but hey, let's have a day. Let's go. We're live in, you're going to hear some background music for y'all listening right now, but we're currently doing a podcast live from Donnelly's, Iowa City, little pub spot in the heart of downtown Iowa City, one of the best places probably in the country.
On a Friday night before a Hawkeye football game, I don't know if there's any place I'd rather be.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting for sure. So what happened? We walked in, we set up with our boy Josh, owner of the of Donnelly's here, and we were told there's going to be a table, which is really rolling out the red carpet for us because busy night in Iowa City. We walk in, told to go to the back. There was no table. I've had a lot of things happen to me in my career where shit was supposed to go down one way and it didn't,
And this is just the next in the line of that stuff happening. There was an elderly couple in the table that we were supposed to be recording at.
I'm pretty sure they stole the table, but you know what? Sudden change, man. You just got to make the play when it happens.
Yeah, sudden change. We're just adapting and running on the fly. But yeah, we're here. We're literally podcasting inside of a bar right now.
We are getting some weird looks. Some people don't know what the fuck's going on.
This is, yeah.
But you know what? We're having a fun time. We actually met a couple of our fans a little earlier today.
And we're going to bring them over and hopefully get them on the podcast because they literally came out. They showed out for us. They're here for us. Kevin's literally in the way of the people trying to get food and shit.
It's tough being fat.
Tough being fat, and it's tough trying to podcast from a bar. I'm not sure what we were thinking. We've been going for 2 minutes. Wings should be out in, I don't know, 15 minutes, hopefully. We decided, hey, we'll start with the podcast, and we'll let the wings come mid-event here, and then... You know, wherever it goes from there. I'm a little disappointed we didn't get the table in the back. It was a little bit louder back there.
Yeah. What are you going to do? But I mean, so it is what it is, man. I'm having a good time. We just came back from an awesome social event that the Hawkeye football team put on. So
yeah, it was.
It's a Hawkeye alumni football event that they had in the North End on McKinnick, and any Hawkeye football alum was invited. And there's about 100 to 150. There's a lot of people there, dude.
So on the RSVP list yesterday, on the final kind of send out of who was all coming, there was 119 guys listed on that. And I know that there was more that came.
There's way more guys that showed up that weren't on that list.
Yeah, 100%. Miguel Racinos didn't know about it till today. John Wisniewski didn't know about it till today. Spent a lot of time with those guys. Wow, mood lighting. We just got a mood lighting shift in the middle of this. Kevin, there's another person coming your way. All right. Mood lighting shift in the middle. That really sets the tone for this podcast. But, yeah, it was good. So many guys. There was, you had guys that were probably 75, 80 years old up in there.
Oh, yeah.
And first, let's talk about a little bit about how nice that new end zone is inside the club there.
Oh man, That is gorgeous. They did a phenomenal job in there.
I don't know how much it costs. I was talking to, I want to say Travis Perry, somebody, maybe Cole Fisher. Going to get both those guys on the podcast at some point. Travis, big fan. Love you, big tune.
The original Savage Back.
The original Savage Back of all Savage Backs. If you guys follow the whole Kevin Ward, Jake Gervais, Savage Back alumni, Travis Perry was the original Urbandale legend, mid-central Iowa legend, turned Savage Back at the University of Iowa. And I was talking to him about it. He said it's something like $2,500 a ticket just to get inside.
That can't be right.
He said I didn't think it sounded right either, but I know it's expensive to just be able to hang out in the club area and then also have a ticket.
Well, I do think even during the games, it's open bar there too.
Open bar for anybody?
I think if you have those tickets, I might be, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I have no idea.
Okay.
All I know is that there was an open bar there that night, and I was all about it.
Yeah, for sure. Good to see a bunch of people that we haven't seen in a really long time. Probably the most fun thing for me is just being able to see some of, I know you called me a nerd about it last night on the podcast. Two times in a row we're podcasting. This is podcast number 3 of the week.
We are setting a record for the Washed Up Walk-On.
Record, and we don't hold back anything. My wife is sitting next to me, basically just along for the ride, taking selfies. And who did? Okay, so my sister-in-law asked for a shout-out on the podcast, and here's your shout-out, Reagan. You don't even listen, but that shows how much support I have. nothing. Anyway, but yeah, just seeing all the guys... In the club level on the TVs there, they had the Orange Bowl trophy that they won back 10 years ago. They had 56 of the guys from that team show up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's
awesome.
That's basically 50%. I mean, usually you've got 120 guys on a team.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So you're looking at almost 50% of a team showing up. And granted, it's only 10 years. It's not like these guys are dying off yet. But
yeah, seriously, that's still awesome turnout. Look at us, man. We're 2 years removed. Everyone is all over the country already.
All over.
Literally.
I mean, I'm I feel like I'm far away, and I'm only 2 hours down the road.
I am literally the only dude from our class still living in Iowa City.
It's so sad. I mean, it is so sad.
I literally just said that, and I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, and the thing that I don't like about it the most is it's amazing to come back. You see Girth. Girth walks in the door, still 320 pounds. And, you know, Pete Carr. Yeah, you're good. Sorry, we're just talking to the fine manager here, Rachel at Donnelly's. Again, this episode is sponsored by Rachel, Josh, and the other kind people here at Donnelly's tonight. Fantastic, getting to test some wings. We're going to give you, if any of you are interested, we're going to give you some wing ratings later. Kevin and I, we talked about it a little bit. We did a little bit of pizza reviewing in our past. And it was pretty popular.
And I like to think that we got pretty damn good at it.
I thought that our ratings were pretty clean. We had good technique.
We had a good scale.
Yeah.
The scale was perfect.
We had an incredible scale. We had a whiteboard. We had a whiteboard, man.
We literally bought a whiteboard just for those pizza
reviews. Just to put up pizza reviews.
So I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast before, but like we started doing this our senior year.
Yep.
And it's like right after El Prez, David Portnoy started doing his.
Boy.
Oh, shit, the wings just arrived.
The wings have just been set down in front of us.
But anyway, so and we were like, oh, we're going to like do the same thing as he did, just to, like, you know, like mess around.
Yeah.
And we did that on Clue Snapchat. You know, a bunch of people thought it was funny, and a bunch of people thought we were douchebags. I think both people were probably right.
Yeah. Oh, no, 100%. and we still are, because if you just look around, we have microphones and a recorder currently in the middle of a pub in downtown Iowa City. I'm wearing a headset. These wings, though, they just got set down. They look hot.
They
and great.
Smell incredible.
They smell insane. So
I
we
can
got
see the steam coming off from right now.
We got. I'm gonna have to ask Rachel in a second. I forgot already. Hot.
Yeah.
It was like
honey hot or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll ask her.
We'll ask her in a second. Maybe that's
not one right. second. But anyway. Back to the story. Every Thursday, Thursdays were our off days, and so like every Thursday after our class ended at 12 o'clock, we'd go and get a pizza from somewhere.
Yep,
and we would review it. We did like 9 or 10
yep.
places at least.
I want to say at least. I think we got to 12.
Did we get to 12?
Yeah. So
we did go. We did go past the season a little
yep,
bit.
Yep.
Too.
So we went. We went for 12 straight weeks, and we didn't start this at the beginning.
Like so mid-season.
Every Thursday, it was a new thing. Like,
hey, where are we getting pizza?
Kevin and I had class on Thursdays.
Which we actually went to. We actually went to that class.
We went to that class. However, in the last 10 minutes of the class, we were ordering pizza. We were just ordering pizza in class.
This is 100% true. One time I took, I don't know, was it you or was it me? Someone took out their phone and literally called in the class, like, ordering pizza. And this wasn't a big class. This was a class of, like, 20, 25 people.
21 people in it. It was our discussion class, or it was, like, lab class for...
It was, what class was it?
Metabolic?
No, it wasn't metabolic. It was the other one.
Oh, man. I didn't go, so...
Strength and...
Yeah. Who is the professor?
Amy Fletcher.
Okay, but who is the other little skinny guy? The little skinny guy that, like, we basically... I mean, I don't want to
say...
I don't want to say we pushed around.
I mean, a TA?
Yeah, no, he was another professor, but he was, like... He basically let us do anything we wanted in class. I don't remember his name. He had, like, a high voice.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but
know.
It was with him that we pulled out the phone... And he literally looked at us like, what are you doing?
No. It wasn't that class. It was Amy Fletcher's class okay. that we had on Thursday.
Well, Fletcher let us do anything we wanted.
Yeah, because I know who you're talking about. That class was in the spring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we started reviewing pizza because we wanted to be like El Prez. Kind of a little bit childish, I would say. Really just us being jealous of what they had at Barstool and what they were doing over there. We really liked it, really enjoyed it. We said, screw it. We're going to take all the pizzas in Iowa City and review them. And really, there was nothing special. We were doing, like, Domino's, Godfather's, Pizza Hut.
We did do Domino's 1 week. What the fuck were we doing?
Domino's
got the worst score.
Let me tell you how bad Domino's was. It was so bad. And we did it, like, at, like, 9:30 on a...
And we were hungry, too. Like,
so hungry.
Like, every Thursday, we were very hungry for the pizza.
We wouldn't eat. That pizza was the deal of the day. Like, we were
right,
ready
exactly.
to go.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, because, you know, food tastes better when you're hungry. So, you know...
Yeah.
Us being very, very, you know, good reviewers, we had to maintain some consistency, so we had to be hungry every time we're going
to
review.
Yeah, we had to control the other variables. The only variable that could be different was where the pizza was from. Otherwise, you know what you got, what you're looking at.
Rachel,
what are the flavors
what
again
flavors
on these?
We got here.
Oh, boy.
Guinness Hot Barbecue and Honey Hot Jameson Buffalo.
All right.
That's the flavors we got.
Thank you, Rachel. Honestly,
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited as well. I'm not usually a Buffalo guy. Probably more leaning towards the Jameson Hot or whatever that is. I'm not a huge Buffalo.
Okay, well, then I'll do the Buffalo. Because, like, yours did the sausage. I did the pepperoni.
Right. We would get half sausage, half pepperoni. I'm going to taste both wings.
So let's back it up here for real quick. How did we get here? Parker Dilly, the guy who makes the awesome videos that you guys all love.
Yes, part of the
Iowa. Shouted them out on Twitter.
Yep, he went to, or he's, so Parker Dilly, if you guys remember Chris Ruth, we did a guest interview with Chris Ruth, kind of head of, one of the heads of the video department in Iowa City. Underneath him somewhere, I'm not sure how the structure works, a legend named Parker Dilly, who was with us basically our entire time at Iowa, he tweeted at Donnelly's and just said, "Hey, you've got the best wings in Iowa City," or something like that.
You know, I haven't taken a bite yet, but these things are girthy.
Okay, I see
and
how
big. I'm very excited.
I see how big they are, and I'm very excited about it as well. So then you responded to Parker, and you said, "Hey, we could make this official. We could bring our reviewing skills over to Donnelly's if you want us to. We have a decent little past of reviewing pizza and pretty successful." Donnelly's, Josh, the owner here, then replied and said, "Hey, come by anytime. We'll cook you up some wings hot and fresh."
So, I mean, that just goes to show, even when you're grown up and you have jobs, if you offer free food, we'll show up.
Yeah, 100%. If you have any ownership in any kind of business that produces food, comida, something for us to put down our throats, we'll come and review it for you if the chance, if the opportunity arises.
Now, just be aware that we are going to give a dead honest review.
This is dead honest.
These wings smell great, they look great, but if they're shit, I'm going to say that they're shit.
Yeah, this episode is sponsored by Donnelly's, but if it's a 4.8 wing, it's a 4.8 wing.
I mean, integrity.
Also, by the way, Josh definitely said that this was free. I'm hoping he relayed that to Rachel because I don't want to. I was kind of hoping like not to pay for anything tonight. But Kevin, I want you. I'll talk a little bit while you take a bite into
all
that
right,
wing.
All right, here we go. So I'm going to do the honey hot buffalo.
Yep.
And I don't think there's anything less to say less than one bite.
Everybody knows the rules. Kevin's currently biting into the wing.
Hey guys. Yep, it's me again. Got to interrupt the episode real quick to talk to you guys about Spotify, one of the sponsors of this podcast. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. You don't even need a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now. Yeah, we're on Spotify. I don't know how we did that, but pretty cool. Other things you can do on Spotify is follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline, wherever you are, and you can easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app. Search for Washed Up Walk-Ons on Spotify or browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Also, make sure to follow us so that you never miss an episode of the Washed Up Walk-Ons.
So these are a mix of the flats and the drumsticks. For those of you that are familiar or have any knowledge at all of wings, he took a bite of a drumstick wing. Okay,
very meaty. A lot of meat on these bones.
A lot of meat on the wings. He said the easiest way for us to review these one-handed, as we also hold the mics, is going to be with the drumsticks. Now, I'm partial to flats. I like flats. I like ripping the small bone out, getting all the meat off the bone. But that's not going to be able to. We're going to have to do that after the podcast because we're not going to sit here and chomp wings.
So, I used to be a drumstick guy.
Okay.
I converted to the flats.
Yep.
For the same reason. These are good wings, man.
No.
I thought you said you were going to do the buffalo.
No, I'm going to do both because I feel like that's fair, and I think the people need a score from both.
Yep.
Now, you're eating your wings without ranch.
I don't do ranch.
And I do ranch. Okay.
So I feel like that throws off the integrity.
It definitely throws off the integrity a little bit, but let's be honest, I am weak when it comes to anything spicy. or hot, and the ranch is going to kind of take me down. Oh, yeah. Rachel's giving us a thumbs up. We don't know if it's a thumbs up yet. Kevin seems to enjoy it. He's going to hold back. This is how the review works. He's going to hold back his score.
No, it's good. These are pretty sweet. Not a lot of kick to them. I don't know, Coop. You're about to take your first bite here. What do you got for us? First impressions here.
Wow. All right. So
a lot of meat on these wings. So that's I like that.
So much wheat. Okay. You go somewhere, a lot of people, they'll get boneless wings, right? Which those aren't real wings because people get scared that if you order the bone-in wings, you're not going to get a lot of meat.
Right.
That's a problem.
You walk across the street to Buffalo Wild Wings, that's what's
going
to happen.
You don't know what's going to come, all right? You don't know what's going in or what's coming out if you're going
there.
If you
go to Donnelly's, you don't have to worry about that problem. I'll tell you that right now.
I'll tell you this. Meatiest wings I've ever had, which is a plus. Now, as I said, I'm not into spicy stuff. All right, we went in the middle of the road here as far as heat goes. I am not a Buffalo wing guy. That bite was delicious, I have to say.
They're good wings, man. They're good wings.
Let me tell you this. I already have a number in my head. All right, already? I'm going to take a second bite.
Now, do we have to explain the scale to everyone?
Yeah, we have to explain the scale.
They're good wings, man.
They're good wings.
That delay right there was us both taking simultaneous bites of these wings.
Now, I would recommend you dip it into the extra sauce that they got on there.
Okay. I like that.
They're good, man. They're good.
All right. So, everybody knows the rules.
Everybody knows the rules.
One wing. Everybody knows the rules. Now, here's what I will say.
What do we do? Are we reviewing these separately or the same? We give them a... Separate scores. Okay.
Now, here's what I'll say. I'm realizing mid-podcast that I don't know how many of our listeners are actually going to give a fuck and listen to us for 20 minutes talk about wings. I mean, we've been going for 17 minutes. You are not wrong. For some reason, if we get together, especially in person, we could podcast 4 hours about nothing at all.
Clue. I think we talked like for a half hour one time about one scene of Always Sunny. We could talk about anything for extended periods of time.
Kevin and I developed a rare sense of continuity and chemistry over the 4 years that we lived together, much of which, again, like we say often in the show, can't be repeated because it's top secret and we're still working on it and we're going to be rich someday. We have a whole empire that we're going to build, but... starting with these wings, I'm ready to give a score on these wings.
You ready to give a score? All right. Now, first, go through the scale.
Okay.
What does a 5 mean, Clover?
A 5 means that... So a 5 is an average wing.
It's a scale of 1 to 10. 5 means it is...
Dead in the middle.
Half the wings in the world are better than these wings.
That you've had.
Half the wings that you've had are worse than these wings.
Correct. Now,
so that means 5 is a very average score.
5 is not a bad score on this scale, okay? If you know anything about Barstool, if you know anything about the scale, if you're up in the 7s, you're...
7s is good.
You're really starting
if
to get there.
If you're 8s...
8 is insane. 8's like a great score, and then if you're anywhere near a 9, it's like a life-changing kind of thing, all right? So I have a score for this wing, Kevin, and this is for a Buffalo wing. Yeah. All right, this is... What is this, the Buffalo...
Jameson Hot Buffalo or something like that?
Yeah. I think we've already mixed the two. We'll confirm at the end. This is the Buffalo one. The other one's barbecue.
One bite.
Kevin has cleaned 3 wings in the process.
Everybody knows the rules. Donnelly's, Parker Dilly knows what he's talking about. I think it was the best wings I've had in Iowa City.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm going 8.
Yep.
Point. 7.
Oh, my God.
These are great wings.
That's an incredible score. I ate one wing, and I'm sweating right now. I don't know if it's because I'm embarrassed that we're podcasting in the middle of a bar. Let's remind people, we are in the middle of a bar. If you hear the background noise, we're jamming. It's Donnelly's at, like, 8:15.
It's Iowa City. It's Friday night. Yeah. Man, people are...
Now, I like that score. My score is going to be a little different from Kevin's because of my partialness to Buffalo. My score is this. A 7.4. Now, this is because I'm not a Buffalo person. 7.4 is a great score, though.
right?
These are good wings, dude.
Really good
and
wings.
We had drums when we're flat people.
And we're flat people. There's still flats laying here. I'm excited to get into the next wing.
I'm going
to
go ahead and get into these barbecue wings.
Absolutely.
Oh, that is. Look at the girth.
It's meaty.
It's girthy, man.
Waitress, what's your name? Sophia. Said that she wanted to be on the podcast. We told her what the podcast was about. Said, I'm good. I don't want to be on the podcast. So
we're talking about your wings right now.
Yeah,
they are amazing.
The Donnelly's were the best wings in Iowa City.
Yeah, and that's what we just said to the people. Yeah, yep. So Sophia, the random waitress, just said that they're the best wings.
All right, so buffalo wings.
The buffalo is pretty good. They're pretty good, yeah. And I'm not a buffalo guy. I'm talking so loud, the whole bar probably knows I'm not a buffalo guy. Now you've moved on, and you've bitten into this second. This is the barbecue. Wow.
And I love, they did not go easy with the sauce.
They sure don't.
They're
it's
saucy.
All over your mouth.
This is Pete Picar saucy.
Shout out to the Picar. Saw him tonight too. Kevin, I'm not kidding. I've had a lot of wings in my life.
Yeah. You have had a lot of wings.
I'm a big wing guy. You know I used to get the wings from Stella when we would have Black Card?
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday?
Yeah.
I would get wings and a burger.
You had quite the Thursdays, man.
Oh, my Thursdays.
You would have a pizza for lunch, a Stella burger, and wings for dinner.
Dude. And now,
no fucking shit, you ballooned up to 240.
Well, and now you know why I was playing around 215. And this is why I'm so happy right now, because it's really taking me back. God, this is incredible. This really speaks to me. This is the kind of taste I'm looking for in a wing. I'm ready to eat the rest of these after this podcast. Again, thank you to Josh, the owner of Donnelly's Iowa City. At this point, you know a good score is coming for the second wing. The first wing already got a great score. We highly recommend this place. Nice little spot right behind the Froyo, right across.
Right in the Ped Mall.
Ped Mall.
Right by TCB if you want to go shoot some pool afterwards.
Yep, so you can eat your wings and then go hustle somebody on a few games of pool. But you're not going to get to the pool because you're going to be stuck on these wings all night. Because why? There is so much meat on the bone. So much meat.
And the waitress tried to give us 4 pounds of them. Like, no, we're okay.
Rachel said, hey, Josh was thinking 4 pounds. And she's like, well, we only kind of do one sauce per pound. So this is what it is. And we're like, yo, 2 pounds is fine. We just came from a social. Like, we're good. And I'll say this. I'm looking at you, which is into the kitchen. These people are working hard.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you look around. Every table's got wings.
Every table. And honestly, incredible. So I'm going to take my second bite here of the barbecue. I've just been holding it.
The barbecue is good. Unlike Clue, I'm polar opposite. I prefer the buffalo to the barbecue. But again, there's a lot of meat on these, boys.
There's so much meat. That's really good.
Right.
And there's a little bit of heat to the barbecue, too. There's a little bit of after
heat. There's more heat to the barbecue than there is to the buffalo.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
It's definitely at least similar.
All right.
I've got a score.
I've got a score, too.
All right.
Go ahead. I'll give a score first.
It's one wing. Everybody knows the rules. As 6 wings sit on your plate, 5 wings. For this barbecue version, again, we're going to get you the names again because there's like 6 different words per name of these wings. For the barbecue, the second wing of the night, Tyler's score is an 8.5. Solid at an 8.5.
That's a good score. That's a real good score.
Now, I don't just give out eights. I just don't give out eights. Now, the meatiness of these wings.
For perspective, we reviewed like 15 pizzas, whatever it was.
I think
two maybe made the eights.
Yeah, two or three made the eights.
I think two. I definitely don't think it was three.
Okay.
But Buffalo Wings, Donnelly's Pub, one bite.
Everybody knows the rules. I also want to say this. People are crushing Bush Lattes all around us. There's just cans on cans being thrown away.
Barbecue Wings gets, I like that 8.5 score. It's a good score.
8.5?
8.5. 8.5 on the Buffalo Wings.
8.5 from both of us
barbecue.
On the barbecue.
Well, there you have it, folks.
Now,
Donnelly's Pub.
Now, here's what I want to say. I want to say thank you again because, again, Donnelly's is sponsoring this podcast. What I also want to say is I love my life. Now
I'm so happy right now.
somehow we've made it to a point where we're able to bring electronic equipment that records our voices, who we seem to think our own thoughts are important. People will listen to it. Yeah, you want to get the guys in here? All right, we're going to bring a couple fans in. His name is Nathan, right?
Nathan.
Hey, Nathan.
It's your time. We're calling these guys into the podcast. Get over here. Come on.
So I ran into a couple of these guys. He goes, "Hey, Kevin." I'm like, "Do I know you?" He's like, "Hawks by a million, man."
Hawks by a
million. And he pulls out the koozie that people got.
You've got the koozie?
He's got the koozie. Yeah,
I wow. Always,
he, I never leave home without it.
Oh, my God. The man literally has the wash-up walk-ons koozie with him.
All right, man. Tell people your name and where you're from.
Nathan Flaherty. I live in Ankeny, Iowa.
Big-time wash-up walk-ons fan.
Since day one.
Day one. Now, question for the people. Really question for us. Why do you continue to listen to us two?
Why what?
And Drake. Why do you listen?
Because I'm a complete degenerate.
That's it.
My man.
First off, I got to gamble.
Yeah,
yep. I got to hit the spreads every week.
Yep.
I got to hit the awards winners.
I love that.
Hawk fan since I was born. Born
yep.
and raised. There's
born
no
and bred.
Other, no other reason not to be.
100%.
Absolutely. Why not?
And Drake probably is semi-entertaining at some points, you know?
You know, today's podcast with the Penn State was pretty entertaining.
Okay.
Yeah. Kid knows how to open. I tell you that.
Kid knows how to open. Doesn't know how to close, though.
Hey, no, he does not. Drake is not a closer.
That's an inside joke. Nathan, right. We want to thank you for coming out.
Absolutely.
And just supporting.
Oh, no problem.
Because the fact that we can come to a bar and there's people waiting for us because we said we were going to be at a bar podcasting, it's really an incredible thing. And it's the American dream, to be honest.
You know, the only thing I ask for you guys is to give me some more merch. Give me some new merch.
I can...
That's Clue's fault.
Well, not my fault. We're going to talk about that after. I'll give you a little inside info after we finish this up. But that's about it. That's going to do it.
We got one more guy.
Oh,
over
we
here.
Got one more.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's your name?
Trevor Shores.
Trevor and Nathan came out to support the Wash Up Walk-Ons.
I got to ask, what do y'all think of the wings here?
We both tried it a little bit. Nathan, what score did you give them?
I gave him a 7.2, a little heavy on the sauce, a little heavy on the breading. We got the boneless. So
you went boneless, we had bone-in, and you didn't like the heaviness on the sauce?
It was a little heavy on the sauce for my liking, I guess.
I'm all about getting lost in the sauce. So, I mean, that's just me. Personal preference.
Lost in the sauce.
Trevor, what did you think?
I tried one of his wings. I give around the same score, about 7.1 or so. So
now, what I do like about these guys is that
they're honest.
They're not bullshitting around.
They're not bullshitting around.
All right.
Well, thank you guys.
Thank
man.
You. Yeah, we want to thank you guys.
Awesome. I literally thought it was hilarious when you pulled out the koozie. Can we get one Hawks by a million out of y'all?
Hawks by a million.
Let's go. Let's go. Have a great night, guys.
Take it easy, guys.
All right. Well, this has turned into something that I never thought my life would. We have people following us around to bars in Iowa City where I don't even live anymore. I'm wearing a headset. This is a first for Donnelly's, 100%. I'm sweating. I've only had two wings. It's probably because there's just people all over the place, and I'm nervous.
Man, that's all I got.
That's all we got. We got to finish these wings.
The Hawkeyes are playing Penn State tomorrow. I have no idea when this podcast is coming out.
And neither do I.
But all I know right now is Ricky Stanzi gave an awesome.
Yep.
Awesome, awesome.
It's been said there was rumors around the Legacy Social event that Ricky Stanzi put a speech out there.
Had the team room up on their feet and about to ball out.
They
that
were.
Means the Hawks are going to fucking come out.
Firing.
I know I was a little, you know, a little skittish about that line yesterday
at this
podcast.
At this point.
I'm going down to Riverside tomorrow morning, and I'm hammering the Hawks.
Hammering the Hawks. HBAM, Hawks by a Million. That's going to conclude our podcast here at Donnelly's Pub. Thanks again, Josh and Rachel. You guys are the best. We're going to finish these wings. Not sure when you guys are going to hear this. Hopefully you guys enjoy the content. Kevin.
Hawks by a Million, baby.
It's been great.
Walk-ons out.
Peace.
Hey, everyone. I'm MJ Acosta-Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.